Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. He joins us on Skype. And last week, Jack, Governor Snyder said he might be too busy to meet with President Obama when the president visits Flint today. Now it seems the governor says he will not only greet the president on the tarmac, he will meet with him to talk about the water crisis. Now, if you were a fly on the wall, what do you think you would hear at this meeting?
Oh, I think this meeting will be about as staged as Kabuki Theater in Japan, Jane. But it's interesting that you knew right from the start the governor would have to walk that back, that you can't snub the president when he's in your own state for a national crisis. And it'll be just interesting to see if the president announces anything and if he lets the governor be part of that.
Is there any political significance to this meeting, Jack? I mean, what does it say about Rick Snyder's political aspirations? Would he run for public office again?
I think Snyder wouldn't run for public office again. I think he has no political future whatsoever. It's sort of remarkable to think that a year ago, people were speculating that he might likely be in the next president's cabinet if it were to be Republican, maybe Department of Commerce or Management and Budget. But fairly or unfairly, he's the man who poisoned Flint. And this is just sort of face-saving on his part, and it behooves everybody to have it look as if the president and the governor are working together for the benefit of the citizens of Flint. But the fact is that there's only a limited amount both of them can do.
Now, from Flint to Detroit, where teachers are back in the classroom, supposed to be back in the classroom today, but their sick-outs over the past 2 days are now political fodder in Lansing, of course, where some Republican lawmakers are accusing the teachers of an illegal strike. Others say the protests are making it difficult to approve any additional bailout money. Politically speaking, how would you rank the effectiveness of this job action? How will this story end?
I think it's been very effective for the teachers. I think what's happened here is that, first of all, the public got a look this winter at how awful conditions are in these schools, Jane. Mayor Duggan toured the schools, and there's no heat and dead mice and, you know, rotting pipes, all the rest of that. And these poor teachers have been asked to do their jobs in miserable conditions after pay cut, and then suddenly it's announced that they may not even be paid throughout the summer. This was Federal Judge Stephen Rhodes, the current emergency manager. Well, it was sort of a rare slip-up for Judge Rhodes, who, of course, was presided over the Detroit bankruptcy. He had to walk that back because teachers who are paid in the summer are teachers who just elected to have their pay spread out through 12 months rather than 9 months. So they had to walk back on that, partly because of the strike. And I think the strike has been very effective. I think it will end now. Of course, Republican lawmakers fulminated against the teachers, but they've been bashing teachers and teachers' unions for the last several years. And this time, I think the sympathy of most people was on the side of the teachers.
Let's switch to presidential politics now that the Indiana primary is over. Cruz is out, so can anyone stop the Trump train? Will prominent Republicans here in Michigan and former Michiganders like Mitt Romney, for example, fall in line behind Trump? And Sanders won Indiana. Will he, should he, drop out?
First of all, I talked to Karl Rove, the man they used to call Bush's brain, his political strategist, and I said a few weeks ago, if Trump is the nominee, are you still going to be a Republican? He said, I'll be very still. So some people won't publicly speak up for Trump, but I think a lot of them, of course, a lot of politicians are opportunistic, and like Chris Christie and Ben Carson, will fall in line. Yeah, Trump is the nominee. There's no doubt about that now. On the Democratic side, again, Bernie Sanders won something of an upset victory in Indiana. He's not going to win the nomination, but he's going to be there all the way. He's putting pressure on Hillary Clinton, some say in a good way, to sort of move a little bit to the left. By the time this is over, Sanders will have gotten 11 or 12 million votes, and he'll have a major role at the convention and in the platform. So the Democratic race, at least the race for the hearts and minds and ideology of the Democratic Party, is going to go on, although it is now virtually certain that it's going to be Clinton against Trump in November.
Bush's brain, said only as Jack Lessenberry could say. Thank you, Jack.
My pleasure, Jane.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.